The Mackenzie officer who appeared on the screen introduced herself as Colonel Watkins. Pitt saluted, assumed parade rest, and gave a succinct report of events since her last official report, without mentioning that Kai was alive.
You were on the orbital station, then?
No, ma'am. With respect, ma'am, is this a secure connection entirely with Avada-type Ansibles?
Yes. Why?
Ma'am, what I need to say is extremely sensitive and should be shared only with Section 4.
Would you prefer to speak to the senior Section 4 officer aboard?
That might be best, ma'am. There are strategic implications.
I see. Can you hold the connection at your end?
Yes, ma'am.
A pause, a flicker at the edge of the screen that cleared, and another officer appeared. Kai, watching from out of range of the video pickup, saw a flick of hand signal, which Pitt acknowledged with a twitch of her own.
Master Sergeant Pitt, I'm Colonel Parates. I understand you have sensitive data for us?
Yes, ma'am.
But you're not alone.
Kai wondered if the finger flick had conveyed that.
No, ma'am. But the officer here already knows it, and has reason to mistrust me.
Ah. Go on, then. I was monitoring your transmission before. I'm caught up.
Yes, ma'am. I was in Vanguard when it blew, but in the CCC, which survived, though not without casualty, the most critical information to protect is that Admiral Vata also survived. We know from local transmissions and remote reports that the enemy believe her dead since her ship was destroyed.
I see. And you are now where?
Moray System, ma'am. And in the past days, after Major Douglas was killed, I've been operating on my own. But I could do with some orders, frankly.
I'm sure, Master Sergeant. The problem is, we don't have anyone to send out your way right now. I can have some orders cut, but as for sending an officer... And what was that about an officer there having reason to mistrust you?
If the Colonel will refer to my report history under the codename Foxbat Victor, the Colonel will find that I have a contact on Slaughter Key.
I see that, yes.
Well, ma'am, the officer did not know I had a contact on Slaughter Key and considered it a breach of security. As it happens, the officer was acquainted with my contact and was concerned about his loyalty as well.
Hmm. I can think of only one officer that might be. The subject, perhaps?
Yes, ma'am. Who is also here with me, observing this transmission.
I see. Actually, I don't see, as it were, but I do understand. Let me assure this officer that as Mackenzie is now contracted to both Nexus and Cascadia to augment their defense forces, any prior surveillance on this officer will certainly not be used in her detriment. And I am confident that should I confirm Master Sergeant Pitt in her present role as temporary liaison between the commander in your present location and Mackenzie, the Master Sergeant will obey all your orders and conform to your needs. It might be easier if I could talk to this officer directly, though I understand that this might present an unacceptable security risk.
Kai waved Pitt away and moved into pickup range. I'll talk to your people. Colonel Parates, I see that you recognize me.
Yes.
Kai explained the circumstances that had led to Turek thinking she had died with her ship.
So you think that if Turek thinks you're dead, it will give your fleet a sufficient advantage?
An advantage, certainly. Sufficient? We can't know that. He won't expect us to respond as quickly, and perhaps he will not expect the same level of tactical control. Not that there aren't other competent officers, but I'm the one he's seemed to worry about.
With reason. But won't he be suspicious of a continued communications blackout from Moray?
No. He'll think it's my death that's being concealed. And it is, in a way. We know that Turek had agents here, and at least one of his pirated ansibles. But those can communicate only with others like them. So, if word of my death gets out, it's almost certainly through a network of his agents, and it might be possible to backtrack and locate them by those leaks.
Ah, very ingenious and quite possibly workable. I doubt you'll smoke them all out, but you should get quite a few. Do you have your strategy for attacking Turek planned yet?
No. It depends on where his supply base is and how long we'll need to be there. Moray tells us that the ships he made off with will need at least another 6 to 7 days in dock with competent workers to do the final weapons fitting, the stocking up, and so on. Longer without a skilled crew and the facilities they have here. If he wants to calibrate the weapons and fine-tune the navigation computers to maximize his control in combat, he'll need still another 7 to 10 days. Moray has given us the ships he didn't take, and they're now very close to fully operational.
Miracle, that was, considering the number of expert riggers who died, but the Moray government had gone all out.
If he thinks you're dead, and if he thinks that will make a real delay, he could move either faster or slower. And have you considered the effect word of your death may have on your other allies?
It should stiffen their spines. If it doesn't, well, they wouldn't stick it out if they knew I was alive.
I think you underestimate your effect, Admiral Vada. But I won't argue.
The Moray senior scan tech handed over a data cube.
You're not gonna believe this. We have all the details of Ransom's departure untangled from the rest of the scan data that day. The ship identified as Glorious accelerated toward the enemy as the enemy fled and appears to have gone into jump space at the same relative distance from the scan station, as if they thought they could pursue through FTL space. The other Ranger ship was behind by some minutes, but went into jump within 10,000 clicks of that location.
Idiots! And no transmissions at all?
Not to the fleet and not to Moray. They just took off. You think they were actually associated with the enemy all along?
Moray's suspicions were still active, Kai realized. She glanced at Pitt.
No.
I agree with the Admiral. These young men were impulsive and extravagant, but they weren't traitors.
Yeah, what did they think they were doing? Nobody can follow an FTL flight. They wouldn't have the coordinates or anything.
And a blind jump can dump you out anywhere. But could they have had the coordinates? Could they have been monitoring the enemy transmissions? We have a record of those, don't we?
Yes, and the translations, but he couldn't have had the translations that fast.
Do the translations give any numerical data?
Yes. Well, I suppose those could be vector and duration, if you knew which was which.
So he could have swung over to get on the same course, which gives him vector and duration, and he might come out at the same place.
Might, unless it was multiple jumps.
But he might have thought he had enough data.
Then he's crazy.
Right now, he's gone. And since we don't know where or when, if ever, he'll be back with us, we might as well go on to the next item.
The next item, crewing the Moray-built ships, took much longer.
You'll have to take one of them as your flagship, and none of us knows diddly about them. You should use Moray crew for Moray ships.
Moray's own space navy doesn't use this model. You could learn. Shara's gift shouldn't go into another combat. You've seen the stress charts.
We could be second tier.
You could also be dead. We need to replace the ships with the worst stress levels, and you know it. You're not the only one who's being shifted.
Shara's gift has been my ship since I got into this business. She's like my other arm.
I understand. But this is war, not privateering. If you're to be with me, you're going to have to move to a ship that's capable of sustained combat.
Can I at least name it Shara's gift, too?
I don't see why not. None of them have names yet. All their ship chips are just numbers at this point.
What about Dan? Are you going to make him change ships, too?
Bassoon isn't showing the same damage. We have worse in the fleet. Tangeld, for instance, and Sapphire Radiance. Captain Peters and Captain Tardin will both take over cruisers.
Well, what'll happen to my... to the original Shara's gift.
You owned her outright, didn't you?
Yes.
Then you could sell her, or let Moray do the refit, either to military grade or back to a merchanter. For that matter, if Moray pulled her armament, she could run as a merchanter now.
I won't have time to do that. To run her, I mean. I suppose I could sell, but I don't know. I feel I'm losing my connection.
You're not happy with all this, are you?
Who would be? I don't mean you. You've been a good commander.
Look, do you want to quit and go back to being a merchanter? A letter of marque doesn't force you to be a privateer. It's permission. If Shara's gift were unarmed, you've earned a rest.
It's a commission. I said I'd take on Slaughter Key's enemies.
Yes, but not in the same way it was when there were kings and things. Legally, I think you'd have no problem, if that's what you want. I'd back you.
I don't want to get blown away by Turek's bunch. And I would, unarmed and alone, I guess. I never really thought of myself as a Space Force captain. Being a privateer, I could be mostly a traitor and only sometimes have to worry. And now I've been in, what is it, only 3 battles? 4, counting that mess at Gretna. If that qualified as a battle, I guess it did. Should, with some of my people dead. I don't know. It's just, I think I'm not good enough.
You're good enough. But you need some of the same treatment I got. I should have thought of that.
No, if you think I can command a Mori-built warship, then I guess I can command a Mori-built warship. But I'm going to miss old Shara's gift.
You'll get her back someday. Kai wondered if it was an empty promise.
It won't be the same, but it'll be nice to have this over with. So, where's the book for my new ship? I know the first rule. RTFM hasn't changed since before the dispersion.
One by one, Kai found captains for her ships. Some transferred from aging privateer vessels, and some from Moray's own space service. Since Moray didn't use heavy cruisers in its home defense fleet, none of the captains had prior experience with that model. But the Moray officers were familiar with much of the software. Kai set up classes. Crews for the new ships would come mostly from Moray. She did not have the people in her other ships to fill out the necessary positions, nor would she have even if Vanguard had not been lost.